Hey everyone, it's Wobby back for another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's answer them. Question number one comes from Jorge. I know we shouldn't read too much into what analysts say, but why are they not giving the Vikings the credit they deserve? Well, I don't know if the Vikings deserve any credit. Yes, we had a great season last season, but this is a new season and no teams have accomplished anything yet. In fact, I've actually seen the Vikings getting some love. The ESPN Power Index has them ranked number 5 and number 1 in the NFC North. None of that matters. Mike Zimmer loves to fly under the radar. So if other teams are getting all the pub, that's good with us. Question number 2 comes from Kevin. What do you anticipate the Vikings offense looking like under new offensive coordinator John DeFilippo and new quarterback Kirk Cousins? Well, here's the thing. It's an easy answer. I think this offense is going to look balanced and complete. I know that's not necessarily the sexy answer that everyone wants, but Kirk Cousins is the type of quarterback who can operate any offense. He can make all the throws on the field. That's great because that means no matter what other defenses try to do to us, the Vikings should have an answer. And it doesn't hurt that the Vikings offense is going against one of the best defenses every day in practice. The third question comes from William. Could you tell me who will be the starter at WR3? We have a lot of talent. You're right, William. We do have a lot of talent, and the competition is going to be thick for wide receiver spots 3 through 6. It's going to be fun to watch this summer. Among those competing for that job, Kendall Wright, Tavarius King, Laquan Treadwell, Brandon Zylstra, and Stacy Coley, just to name a few. As I said, that competition is going to be really good, and it's going to go all the way through training camp and the preseason. The next question comes from Ben in Washington, D.C. Any of the second-year guys have the look of a breakout player? Well, I give you almost a handful to keep an eye on. How about Ben Gideon? He had a really good rookie season, and maybe he'll play a little bit more on defense this season as well as remain a standout on special teams. Tashawn Bauer and Jahlil Johnson along the defensive line, I give them both a good shot to make the team and contribute on defense this season. And the aforementioned Stacy Coley, don't sleep on him to be a contributor for this offense at wide receiver. The next question comes from Paulie. How are you liking this potential three-headed monster attack at running back? Well, Paulie, I think you're talking about Dalvin Cook, Latavius Murray, and fullback CJ Ham. That's a really strong group of starting slash contributing running backs and fullbacks. What I especially like is the versatility that CJ Ham provides, not only on offense, but helping us out on special teams. After those three guys, though, I like the competition for the third running back spot. Mike Boone, Rock Thomas are rookies. Mack Brown comes back from last year's team, and Johnny Stanton was recently added. Those four guys might be competing for a spot on the 53-man roster, and that's going to be intense this training camp. Final question comes from Joey. Do you think Kirk Cousins can bring out the best in Laquan Treadwell, just like he did with Josh Doctson with the Redskins? Absolutely. Kirk Cousins can do that. Kirk Cousins is an anticipatory thrower. He's accurate. He gets the ball out on time, and he can make all the throws. He can also buy time, which can give his receivers an extra beat to get open. That's going to give all of those guys, including Treadwell, every opportunity to impress coaches this summer. Laquan Treadwell, like all the other wide receivers, should be licking his chops. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. OTAs conclude this week. That means mandatory minicamp is coming up. After that, a 5-week break, and then we get to training camp. Lots of fun times ahead. Thanks for watching this edition of the Pick 6. The email address at the bottom of the screen is where you should send your questions, and maybe we'll see you in next week's edition of the Pick 6.